Let's go to Malachi, the third chapter, verse 16, for our thoughts for the day. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And then again in Psalm 56 and 8, we find God's respect for tears. And when God said in his word that he puts his our tears in a bottle and writes them in his book. Thou tellest my wanderings, put thou my tears in thy bottle, are they not in thy book? And so, beloved, tears are powerful. They're like, they're salty. They're like the sea. And like the sea purifies the pollution, the corruption that's dumped into it through its salt water. And as the corruption is carried out into the depths of the sea, it is changed. It is purified. And then the sun comes along, and with its strong uplifting resurrection power in the natural, it draws up fresh, clean, pure, sweet waters that are stored in the clouds, and the clouds carry them over upon the earth and disperse them upon dry and thirsty land. And so what a picture that is of our tears before the Lord. God has to send hard times, hard circumstances, testings and trials and temptations to loose the fountains of our head, that we in turn might be like the waves of the sea with the salt, reaching out to take a hold of our hardness, our bitternesses, our indifferences, and pouring them out in tears of repentance before the Lord. Tears are powerful before the Lord. And the word lets us know how powerful the tears are. We find a Job crying out in Job, the 16th chapter, concerning the situation that he was in Job 16 and verse 20. Job said, "My friends scorn me, but mine eye poureth out tears unto God. Oh, that one might plead for a man with God as a man pleadeth for his neighbor." And so when Job was being scorned by his friends, when God had seen the necessity of humiliating Job by revealing, for the purpose of revealing unto him his spiritual pride, we find that Job lost his wealth, he lost his children, he lost his possessions, he lost everything, and ended up with sore boils from his head to his feet out upon the ash heap. But even in that miserable condition, even in that miserable affliction, Job knew one thing. He knew to pour out his tears unto the Lord. And so, beloved, God has to send a scornful friend sometime that harass us, make fun of us, persecute us, ridicule us, scoff and mock for the purpose of sending fresh new salty tears down our face that will sanctify our pride and our hardness and our bitterness. How good God is to give us tears. It's so beautiful to know that God is the head over all things, and that God is a good God. God is a just God. If we're suffering, it's because that God has purposed it so that he might loosen the fountains of our head and let the salty tears come down, because salt does purify and salt does preserve. And sometimes, beloved, we're so prone to look to our friends instead of the Lord. So we're so prone to look for satisfaction and comfort from the creature instead of the Creator. And so God is faithful to let the creature fail us. God is faithful to let the creature scorn us and mock us, that he might give us a broken and a contrite spirit, that he might give us a melted heart and a poured out heart, that we might become more like our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ wept. And so if we're going to follow in his footsteps, then God has to place us in the circumstances that are difficult and trying, that we might also learn to weep like Jesus Christ wept. So Job wept in the place of scorning. Now some people, when they get mocked and scorned and persecuted and harassed, they only become bitter. bitter. They solidify their tears, as it were, and they do not pour them out to God. Even though that Job complained and murmured later on, still he had this one good thing that might be said for him, and that is that he poured out his tears unto the Lord. And as long as we're pouring out our tears and weeping at his feet and confessing our failures, our shortcomings, we will not become bitter. We will not turn our back on the Lord Jesus Christ. And again, beloved, in Psalm, the 6th chapter and verse 6, we have a beautiful psalm of David, how that he poured out his heart unto the Lord. And he said, I am weary with my groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. Mine eye is consumed because of grief. It waxeth old because of all mine enemies. And King David had a lot of enemies. And the captain of that group was, of course, Saul, that continually sought his life prior to the death of Saul and prior to the exaltation of David upon the throne of Israel. And you remember in the life of David that different occasions he had an opportunity to take the life of his enemy, but he would not do that. He would not return evil for evil, but he returned good for evil. And so it meant, though, that he groaned in the night season. It meant that he wept so much that he was like he was in a swimming pool, that he'd converted his bed, his couch, into a swimming pool. And so, beloved, God sends us sufferings that we might learn how to weep. And how wonderful it is to have a broken and a contrite spirit before God. Much better to be in the presence of a person that can weep with gratitude and appreciation to God for his headship and for all the things that he has sent their way, even if they have been painful. Through that pain, we can find the good word of God. Through that pain, we can find Jesus Christ present, omniscient, omnipotent, to help us grow in his likeness and in his stature and in his nature. And you know, the Apostle Paul, he had the experience of weeping too. In Acts the 20th chapter and verse 19, he said, serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptations which befell me. And so, beloved, the Apostle Paul had many tears, many temptations, many sufferings. And when I read of his life, I think surely I have endured nothing in comparison to him. And then when I read of the life of my Lord Jesus Christ that endured so much for me and went through so much for me to purchase my salvation at Calvary's cross, then anything that happens to me, I cannot help but weep in gratitude and praise for his goodness and mercy. Look for the good in every situation that comes to you. It is there. God has provided it and prepared it. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the truth of a broken and a contrite heart. We thank you for the promise in your word that unto such that you will look. And we thank you for the respect that you have unto the tears of your people. Bless these living words of truth. And we ask, Lord, that you would write them upon the fleshly tables of our heart, because we pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.